joy to be here tonight, and I mean that. What a blessing. And I remember something I said when I first came here back in 1996. And, of course, you see, the other years of our life, my first church had five people in it, and I moved to Idaho to pastor them, $20 a week. And they said, $20 all we can give you. And I said, well, we can probably make that do. And God took care of us. Amen. And the next church, we had about 35 people in it, and it grew to be almost 200 people every Sunday. And God blessed. But we turned the parsonage around, put it on a full basement, bought a Christian school that was a public school, and just did all kinds of things. And then, well, it goes on. And then I got here, and I had a new building, new parsonage, a paved parking lot. And I said, you know, we got everything but an excuse.
Amen.
Amen. And you know what? That's what we've got tonight. We've got everything but an excuse. But I'm telling you what, it is a blessing to see what God's doing here, all the ministries, all the outreaches, and caring for people. Boy, this front row of young men and ladies, that'd excite anybody. And I'll tell you what, we appreciate you. I mean that. And I'll tell you something else. We need you, but this world needs you. The other youth in the world. Listen, don't ever be ashamed of doing right. If you're going to be ashamed of doing wrong. But you don't, hey, you live for God. Give Him glory. Amen? Shout it out. Wouldn't it be fun to just go downtown sometime and just throw a shouting spell on the corner? I mean, I know you're not going to do that, but I may do that tomorrow right before I leave town. I might not get to leave town if I do that. But it's just a blessing to be here with y'all tonight. And all the things you've done is just great. Man, I'm not going to start telling, but I mean, I'm serious. It's just wonderful. And I appreciate it. It's a thrill to me to see God bless this ministry and just keep on keeping on. What a joy. What a joy. And so we thank the Lord. He's sure been good to us. I'm telling you, God is, let me tell you something. You listening? God is good to His people.
Amen. Right.
God's good to the world.
Right.
But, you know, I said this, and this is kind of where my message is going to start tonight. I used to say this every once in a while. The Lord gave it to me down in Florida. And I said this, and everybody says this, but I'll say it. God is good.
All the time.
Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you something else. God is good. You can't tell how good God is.
Right.
And I'm going to say this. I don't want to sound like a smart aleck or nothing, but I don't care how good you think God is. He's a whole lot better than that.
Amen. Yes,
amen. We might all get a little Pentecostal and just clap every once in a while.
Yes.
Johnson was laying it out last night. He said, I need an organ player. Hey, if you didn't make those meetings, you'd do well to pull those up on, Nottingham Baptist Church, and you can see that, and the singing's worth listening to. So you pray for me that I try to bring a message tonight. I've had this on my heart. And I there's something here for you. And I really just got one point, but I got a whole bunch of stuff around it, so it sounded like I really built a great message, you know. But I may get so excited, I'll just give you my one point, we'll hug next and go home. But I'll start out with the thought that God is good. I want to look at Isaiah, and I'll tell you, God is great. Y'all remember the little prayer we had in school? We used to pray that. Could y'all remember? I had to say it two or three times to get it right. Well, I don't know if I can do it twice. God is great. God, say it with me. God is great. God is good. Let us thank Him for our food. By His hands we are fed. Thank you, Lord, for our daily bread. Amen. We prayed that every day. Pledge allegiance to the flag when I was a little old kid in school. And, but you know what? God is great.
Yes.
God is good.
Yes.
My, the goodness of God. And every one of us have an opportunity to serve the Lord. Well, I am looking at Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 22. If you will stand with me, please. I lied to you. I wasn't looking at it, but I am now. Chapter 45 and verse 22. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Amen. Heavenly Father, I pray you'd bless thy word. Help us to have receptive hearts and listening ears. Be hungry for the things of God. Lord, that we might win this battle, and Lord, that we might bring honor and glory to you. I'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. May be seated. You know, I see people a lot of time, and you young people, you're going to see people like, a lot of them are young. But I've heard this so many times. And you just give me an amen if you've heard this. I don't know why I'm here. Y'all didn't heard that? I don't even know why I'm here. I got the answer to that. I'll read it for you if I can find it. Right here in the book of Revelation, chapter 4 and verse 11. You might want to mark that. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
To receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Hang on to that. That's why you're here.
Yes.
You know what the devil's going to do? He's going to try to get you to keep your life, to not even ask God, and just dive off down the road. Let me tell you something. You could have God's blessing.
Yes.
And God wants to use you, but I'm going to tell you something. You're here for God's glory.
Yes.
And you know one of the things God wants, and this is one of the things, my one point, I don't want to get there too soon. God has a design in your life. That's encouraging to me. I was glad. You know, when I got saved, I was 20 years old, almost 21. Got saved in March, turned 21 in May. And I was serious. Once I got saved, I was going to live right. I said, buddy, I'm going to live right. And the thing was, I had so much sin in my life, I held off getting saved for a month. I was under bad conviction. I couldn't figure out how I was going to live right. I said, man, I can't live right. What in the world? But if I get saved, I want to live right. I didn't realize when Jesus moved into your heart, you just want to live right. Matter of fact, doing wrong it's just not the thing to do anymore. Amen? You want to do right? And I said this Sunday, I think it was, but I'll say it again. If you enjoy sin, it seems like God don't ever whoop you. You're probably not his. You say, you're trying to scare me. I wish I could. You better be afraid. Bible says that's the first thing about knowledge and wisdom is to fear the Lord. I fear God.
Yes.
You say, I don't. Let's put you in the middle of a tornado and just see if you do or not.
Right.
I remember laying in the bed. I was a little 12-year-old boy, and a tornado come through North Georgia. Son, I could hear stuff hitting the top of the barn. We had a tin roof on that old farmhouse, tin roof on the barn. Son, it sounded like, I don't know what. I'm cracking, man. All the lights is out. Man, I was back there in that bed, and I decided I feared God. I talked God about everything I could think about. Hey, you're a fool if you don't have any fear. This crowd today says, no fear. The fact is, they're telling the truth. They ain't got no fear. You know why? They ain't got no sense.
Right.
Anybody that rides in bicycles down the side of a mountain, I'm talking about them, you know, jumping from peak to peak and then wind up, piled up, leg broke, skin all over, and they're going out. Yeah, you're a winner. I choose fear. But listen, God is great. Amen, church? God is great. He said here, look unto me, be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I want to read to you a little bit about the greatness of God. In Isaiah chapter 40, and I'm going to start in verse 9. It says, O Zion, thou bringest good tidings. Get thee up in the high mountain, O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. And be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him. I'm going to stop and preach about every three words, but I'm just going to read this. I want us to just think about how great God is. And his work before him, he shall feed his flock. I'm glad I'm one of them. Like a shepherd, he shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. Hallelujah. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand. I'm talking about the oceans and all the waters of the earth. And meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in a scale, and the hills in a balance. Who hath directed the Spirit, capital S, of the Lord, capital L, or being his chancellor, hath taught him. Who hath done that? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as a small dust to the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted him less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare unto him? That's our God. Amen, church. What a God, hallelujah, creator. God can do all things. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you, as we live and if we're Christians, there's going to come some days we're going to pray some prayers and we're going to be scared to death that God is not going to answer it. We're going to be scared to death that God's not even going to hear it. But I can guarantee you one thing, he'll hear it. And he will answer it. I don't know what the answer will be, but I've seen God do things I didn't think could be done. God can change your heart. He can change you in a moment. And he can change those you love that you're praying for. I'll tell you, boy, this country's in trouble. My soul. Oh, my soul. I'm so thankful to be able to serve the living God. Have a hope in God. I got a hope in God. What's your major prayer request tonight? What's the thing heaviest on your heart? What's the thing that's hard not to gather your mind and keep you from even enjoying this service or hearing the things of God? I'll tell you something. We've got a God that can help you with that. God is great. And God is good. Y'all agree God's great. Amen. Hey, I believe he hung the stars. I believe he created the heavens and the earth. And when he did it, I think he thought of us. The beautiful little birds, the fish, the everything. Even the ugly things. I often wonder what God was thinking when he made some things. I think he had to laugh. Of course, we're pretty funny looking sometimes too. But we're like grandkids. We're all cute. Amen. We're like a little baby. Ain't he cute? I said, no, he looks like a frog. He's part chimpanzee. Oh, but let me tell you something. I can tell you God's good. I can tell you that.
Yes.
Y'all have heard all my stories except the ones that happened the last 3 years. And I got some now from the last 3 years. First, and y'all know that too, I guess, but it's just amazing what God can do.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it is. Praise his holy name. Our air conditioner went out back when it was the very hottest. And it was out for like 10 days, 11. And I couldn't get anybody to even come and look at it. And so I called my preacher friend. I was talking to him, Brother Cofield. And he said, what? He said, I got the best air conditioner man in North Georgia. I said, here, let me give you his number. He gave it to him, and I called him. It was my first cousin. I didn't even know he was an air conditioner man. I hadn't seen him in years. He dropped everything, made somebody mad, walked off the job. And I didn't ask him to do that. And he came up there and put a brand new two units in and fixed my air conditioner just like that and saved me over $1,000. Does God hear prayer?
Yes,
he did. I know he heard Glenda's because she was really wailing. You ever try to roll your hair when it's hot? I just rubbed mine over one side and patted it and let it go. Look with me at Matthew chapter 19 and verse 17. I said, God is good. To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare unto him? Tell you, our God is good. Now, I want to tell you some things about God. You may know this, but it just really wrapped its arms around me about a year ago. And I mean, it was the biggest blessing I've had in a long time. It just blessed my soul. And it starts in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. We see the Bible said, speaking of Adam and Eve, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and Eve hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God, amongst the trees of the garden. God came walking. They heard him coming. The Bible indicates to us that God did that often. Probably, I don't know if it was every day or almost. But God came to them, and they were ashamed. You know why a lot of people don't come to church? Because they're ashamed. I had a friend opened a service station in Missouri where I pastored. And I told him, I said, Brother Butch, I said, whatever you do, do not give anybody credit. I knew he couldn't afford it. I said, you can't afford to cover it. And I said, do not give anybody credit. Well, a few months went by and he came out there and he said, well, preacher, I should have listened to you. I said, I gave him credit. And I said, and now they don't come here, right? He said, that's right, they won't come here. He lost his business because they were ashamed to face him. They didn't come because they were guilty, and they went somewhere else and bought the gas with the money they had. It was a double jeopardy for him. And you see, sometimes we stay away from the very help we need because we don't want to see God. We don't want to hear from God. I think there was a man that Jason was telling me about, and he didn't come Sunday. But I think the reason was the last time he came, God got a hold of him. I don't know the man. He'd only been here maybe once or twice, but God got a hold of him, and he knew if he came back, God's going to meet with him. Boy, I hope God meets with me, don't you? I want God to meet with me. I want to meet with him. But God came to the garden. You think God didn't know what had happened? Sure he did. God understood. God knew when he got there. He knew before he left the house. But God came. Amen. And visited with them. Oh, I hope God visits with all of us here tonight.
Yes.
Gives us strength. Puts his arm around us and takes us and encourages us and gets us back on the path in the praying zone and in the Bible reading zone and in the witnessing zone. You see, if you get full of God, you know what happens? The Bible says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You know, God wants this old mouth speaking, but he wants us telling folks about him and not us. Let's tell folks about Jesus. Well, I'm going to go ahead and give you my good shot here. This is the one that blessed my soul. Look with me in Exodus chapter 25. First, look at verse 1. Exodus chapter 25, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man, listen closely, that giveth it willingly with his heart, he shall take my offering. Now, I want you to notice, this is not a tithe. This is an offering. God said, I want you to take an offering of every man who is willing with his heart. And that would give it willingly with his heart. Take an offering. Then what did God ask for? Now, we're talking about God Almighty, who owns everything, who made everything. And what did he say in verse 8? And let them make me a sanctuary. Why? That I may dwell among them. God help us get it. You know what God's saying? I want to be with you. I want to be with you. I want to love you. I want to be with my people. I tell you what, you take these grandmas, they bring these little babies home. Boy, grandma wants to hold that baby. Amen. Right. Then when they get as big as Dallas, grandma still wants to hug them. Mom and daddy, tell you what, you wait till they go off to Bible college. They've been gone about a month. Tell you, mama's having a harder time than the daughters and sons are. You want to see it? Why? You want to be, you want to love on your people. Amen?
Yeah.
You understand this? Yes, God said, I want to, that I may dwell with my people.
Amen.
I want to be with them.
Yes.
Do you know what the devil tells you? Listen to me. Devil's a liar. Y'all know that. Oh. And the father of it. You know what he says? And we all, I'm telling you, if we don't pray hard, we got enough in us and going on that we're ashamed before God. And the devil says, God don't want to. He'll have you convinced God don't want nothing to do with you.
Right.
He'll have you convinced that you're worse than you really are. I mean, he will worry you. Isn't it wonderful that you care?
Yes, amen.
Amen. I'm glad sin bothers me. But I tell you, I'm glad when the Father puts his arm around me and loves on me. I want to be with my people. That's why he went to see Adam and Eve. God loved them. I'm going to tell you something. I said it Sunday, and I almost wished I hadn't said it, but God loves you. I mean, he loves you. He loves you. He gave his son for you. Matter of fact, he's done everything so we wouldn't have to go to hell. He's done everything so that we can have joy. He's done everything to help keep us clean so that God can bless us and use us and glorify himself.
Amen.
Amen. I guarantee you, and there's not a one of us that doesn't have a big battle every day. The devil comes, the flesh comes, your mind, fear, I'm kind of like Jonathan, I'm just going to quit watching the news. Of course, most of it's wrong anyway, so why watch it? And now they got so much fake news out, I read it and get all excited, and I say, hey, did you see this? Well, they found out that's not right. I'm not smart enough to tell the difference until somebody helps me. But I'm going to tell you something. God wants to, he wants to settle your heart. You don't have to be afraid all the time. Let me tell you, sin will bring fear into your life.
Right.
You'll be afraid of things that don't exist. You'll be afraid of things that's not even going to happen. Give me a little amen right there. I know this is Wednesday night, but I'm glad to know that God loves us. Make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. He said, I want to be in there with them. Tell you, them Philistines learned when the smoke was smoking and when the cloud was hanging. It's a good thing to stay away from them people because you're going to get whooped.
Amen.
Isn't it good how God can give you victory?
Yes.
I don't know when you had a victory, but God wants to lead you on to victory. And I mean, it can be unexplainable sometimes how that God brings about and changes things. And works in our lives. I love this. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. He said, "Know ye not?" Now in the New Testament, we don't have the tabernacle. We don't have the encampment that the Israelites had. But so what did he do? He said, "Now know you not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you." Hallelujah. Jesus said, "I'll not leave you comfortless, but I'll give you a comforter." Oh, we got the presence of the Holy Ghost of God to encourage us and to bless us and to teach us and to guide us and lead us along that we might have victory in the Lord. Oh, what a help, amen?
Amen.
I tell you, I'll tell you what you can do. You can just start reading your Bible till you come to something you can't understand, save your life, read it three or four times, you still don't understand. Then talk to the Holy Spirit about it.
Yes.
Say, "Lord, would you teach me? The Bible said you would." So maybe a day or two,
yes,
I guarantee you he'll open it up for you. Amen, church?
Amen.
He'll teach you. I tell you a prayer I prayed. I hadn't been saved no time. God called me to preach. I'd been saved a little over a year. And I thought, I couldn't believe God called me to preach. And I went up in the woods and I prayed. And I prayed this prayer. I said, "Lord, help me not to get mixed up about religion. It's the only word I knew to use. Help me to never believe something that's not right. Help me to never preach something that's not scriptural. God, I don't want to be against you. I want to say your words. I don't want to say things that are not right and are not helpful." And you know what? God will do that.
Yes, sir.
He'll teach you his word. He's God. "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" Boy, God said, "I want to be close to you. I want to..." Hey, do you pray, "Lord, Holy Spirit, fill me. Fill me, Lord. Help me to be a blessing." God, and I'll tell you, as God does that, it makes it easier to witness. Matter of fact, it makes it almost impossible not to. That filling of the Spirit, that comfort that he brings. He's called the Comforter. He'll comfort you about your battles. He'll comfort you about your fears. And it's proven, I heard statistics on it just not long ago, about the percentage of things that people worry about, and it's like 80% that don't even exist. He'll have you worried to death you're about to die of cancer, and you don't even have cancer.
Right.
You're fixing to get hit by a Mack truck and don't know it. I love this, James 4:8, so simple. "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts." Oh, listen. God loves us. He wants to be near us. I'm going to say this. Can't anybody make you love Jesus? Can't anybody make you live right? They may make you act like you're living right. They may get a long ways with the outside, but only you can love Jesus and love the Lord and be real with him. You can have all kinds of hidden sin. It'll just ruin your life. I mean, you'll never be happy. You'll never be contented. You can't satisfy sin. You cannot. So we ought to give our hearts to the Lord and come to him and say, "Lord, I want to be near you." I love that song. "And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Choose to love Jesus. Choose to love God. Choose to worship Him. Choose to repent when sin comes to you. Repent and tell on the devil. Boys and girls, here's what I used to teach when I taught in a Christian school and had the Christian school. I say, listen, when temptation comes, just tell them, I can't do that. My mama don't want me to. Nobody does that, but that'd be a good idea. I heard the story, I think it was President Lincoln. He was on a train, and a man offered him a drink. He said, no, sir. He declined. A few minutes, he offered him a cigar, and he said, no, sir, thank you, but I won't take one. The man got mad and said, you won't drink with me? You won't smoke with me? What's wrong with you? Think you're better than I am? He said, no, sir. He said, I promised my mama that I'd never drink and I'd never smoke. We might all make our mamas some promises. Hey, it is not embarrassing to say, mama be upset if she knew I did this.
Right.
I want to live for the Lord, but I want to please my godly mother.
Yes.
Are you glad you saved tonight?
Amen.
You know, I am so thankful that I'm still in church, still trying to serve God.
Yes.
And a little bit surprised. You say, oh, really? Oh, yeah, it's been a battle. Yeah, it's been rough. Yeah, if you live for God, you're going to have a battle.
Yes.
And nobody will know how hard it is on you. I mean, it may be driving you to your very... I'm going to tell you, study and pray and seek the Lord, and you'll get victory.
Yes.
Just ask God to help you, because He loves you. Y'all believe that?
Yes, sir.
He's proved it. He's proved it over and over. How much He loves us, how much He cares. Oh, He gave us this perfect Word of God to guide us and to direct us and to help us along the way. I got good news. You can serve God. And you can live right.
Yes.
And you can have blessings from God.
Thank God.
Now, I told y'all some of the hard things we faced early, but I'm going to tell you something. There's never a day we didn't look like millionaires. And every day that we didn't live like millionaires, almost. Well, that's a little bit overstatement there. Sorry, that's wrong. That's not true. I felt like we did.
Right.
It don't take as much to satisfy me as it does a millionaire. But aren't you glad when God can make you happy with what you got?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Make you happy with it. I'll tell this and I'm done. One time in Idaho, we didn't have anything to eat in the house early that morning. And so we prayed. I think she had a little bit of oatmeal or something she fed the kids. I think she ate some of it, and I headed out. I, in the morning, stepped out the door to our next-door neighbor. This is early in the morning, 7:30. Said, hey, preacher, do you like trout? I said, do I like trout? I love trout. He said, here, come here. I got to get rid of these. I can't go fishing no more till I get rid of these, because that's how they do. So he gave me two big bags of trout. Man, well, just a little while later, a fellow came along named Lowell Jagles. That's his name. He said, preacher, you like pheasant? And I said, oh, man, I'm sure I do. I love pheasants. I said, I like quails. So he gave me two pheasants he just shot, big roosters. Same day, a guy came by and said, you ever eat elk meat? I said, no, but I always wanted to. Before dark, we had everything we needed. That's how good God is. You say, oh, that's just circumstance. Well, I sure had a lot of circumstances. And God came through every time. We was riding down the road when we were moving back, and God started blowing His horn at me and pointed me to move over, and I pulled over, and he jumped out of the truck with a fire extinguisher. He said, your trailer's on fire. I said, really? So in the U-Haul, he jumped out, and he put the fire out, and then he took a wrench, and he worked on it, and the thing released the brakes. They'd locked down. It was all rusty. And he circumstance. Just happened to be a mechanic. Nobody I knew owned a fire extinguisher back in those days. I don't know about you, but I'm dependent on God to take me through, to meet my needs, and help us, not only that, help us be a blessing. Help us to be prayer warriors. Help us have some power. The Bible said that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. You believe that, don't you? Then let's pray. Let's give it to God. Our heads are bowed. Our musician comes, and the song leader and Brother Jason, if you come, then listen tonight. God knocking at your heart's door. Why don't you just tell him, I love you, Lord. I want to serve you. I want to be near you, and I'm glad you want to be near me. I'm glad you care about me. God, I want you to know I want to try to be your best friend, because you sure are my best friend. You've met my needs, and I praise you for it. Oh, listen, wouldn't we just come and kneel? You may can do business right where you are, but I'll tell you, it sure would make the devil mad if you just come and humble yourself before the Lord. Heavenly Father, you know our needs. You see our hearts. And I pray, God, you'd bless your people tonight. And, oh, Lord, help us to humble ourselves before thee and give you praise and give you glory and be hungry for your presence and for your fellowship and for your perfect will in our lives, that you might use us for thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you